pitched the ball to Bell. That's a field. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Today I sit down and talk to Anthony Slater, who is the assistant sports editor for the El Cali. And I talked to him a little bit about the Oklahoma State baseball season as we tape this on a Monday night after the series against the Texas Longhorns. Hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, Anthony Slater, welcome to the podcast. Looking forward to talking some Cowboy baseball with you today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, Anthony, why don't you talk a little bit about, obviously you work for the Ocala, you cover baseball for them and a few other sports. Talk a little bit about kind of the road that led you to that job and just kind of how you got there from being a student at Oklahoma State.
Actually, yeah, it's a pretty funny story. I am actually from Northern California, and I was going to Sonoma State, which is a California State University near San Francisco, until like end of 2009, and I began to write sports, really took a liking to it, started looking up some schools that had pretty good sports media programs, and I came here in fall of this year, applied for the Ocala, got a job, worked, did a lot of football writing this year, and from that I just loved it. Now I'm the assistant sports editor there. Kyle Fredrickson, the sports editor, does a really good job.
So yeah, Kyle does do a great job. I've read some of his stuff that he's written for the Ocala, and he does a great job with his stories. What's kind of the what's been your favorite sport to cover so far for the Ocala?
Football. I originally, when I got here, it was kind of like a shock because I came from a D2 school, Northern California. Not really much of a fan base. There's a lot to do in California. And I got here and football was just so crazy. It even surpassed all of what I thought it was going to be. And so I'd have to say that so far.
And do you feel like you get kind of the best quotes or kind of the most candid interviews from football?
They're a little more protective with football, so you don't really get the best quotes. Gundy, it's more just press conference kind of stuff. Ford's a little more laid back, like, environment where you can actually, you know, get up close, talk to him a little bit, maybe get a one-on-one once in a while. But football still was the number one sport for me to cover so far.
Yeah, and I don't know. It just seems like there's kind of a lot of excitement regarding football right now. So would you say it's easier to cover or just more fun?
It's more fun, and you definitely know you're getting more, like, readers from it, more interest generated around your story.
Right.
So, I mean, that aspect, definitely.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned kind of OSU's sports media program. How does it rank? What other programs, what other colleges did you look at?
I actually got into Penn State, which is supposed to be a really good one, but it was just maybe a little bit too much money. Syracuse, I think that's the top one, but I didn't even bother applying there. I didn't think I'd get in. OSU's actually kind of up and coming, but it's a good one.
Okay. Well, you covered the Oklahoma State Texas series. Oklahoma State took 2 out of 3 against the number 4 ranked Longhorns this weekend. And
yeah, I think they're ranked 7 now after that. But
So they were ranked 4 going in and they're ranked 7 now.
Yeah, I think the polls came out today. We're actually up to OSU's up to 28, I believe.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that that's the Baseball America poll, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, going in, Texas is ranked 4th. The Friday night game actually went 15 innings, and OSU lost 1-0. What was the atmosphere? I was getting a lot of updates on Twitter and stuff like that. What was the atmosphere like at the game for that?
Originally the game, I mean, it was pretty packed. Definitely the most I've seen at an OSU home game this year. Everyone was pretty excited. Texas actually had a pretty decent crowd there. They always travel pretty well. But there was a lot of excitement around it. I mean, you had Taylor Youngman pitching for Texas, who's top five prospect. And then Mike Strong actually pitching for OSU, and he actually pitched a really good game.
Yeah, well, Strong has been, for lack of a better word, really strong of late. And he's got a 105 ERA. Has he kind of cemented himself as the Friday guy for Oklahoma State?
The media guys were saying Anderson kind of switched up his rotation. Strong had been the Sunday starter, at least at Kansas. And then Anderson kind of had a late switch. It was supposed to be props pitching Friday, and he kind of wanted to juggle it to match Texas lefty loaded lineup.
So he right.
went to lefty Strong. So I don't know what he's going to do going forward, but honestly, all three pitchers look really good this weekend. So,
well, yeah, he went props on Saturday, and he went obviously complete game. Only gave up one run. Would you say he looked the strongest of the three this weekend?
Strong might have had a better performance on Friday. Didn't get the win because scoreless in the 15 innings. But props had the weather factor. I mean, it was a really cold, damp day on Saturday. Ball wasn't really carrying, but I mean, he still looked really good. The best performance of the weekend might have been Chris Marlowe the Friday night out of the bullpen. He pitched 6 2/3 innings, 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, that's coming in against Texas out of that. I mean, it's so weird because you're coming in the ninth and you pitch six more innings, and it's just kind of a
it's an interesting
situation. Is Texas, you know, are they a top 10 team? Is that a top 10 team that OSU beat, or do you think they're a little overrated?
I think their offense really did not impress me at all, and defensively they were a little sloppy at times. That could just be a testament to how good their pitching is. Like the fact that they're near the bottom in the Big 12 most hitting categories, but their pitching was just phenomenal, especially Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, so Oklahoma State took the next two. As a whole this year, it's kind of an interesting team because they're hitting 310. Their team ERA is 223. So both pretty good numbers there. Would you say, I mean, where do you think their strength lies? Is it in their hitting, or is it their starters and their bullpen?
Well, their pitching as of late has really picked up, kind of coming into conference play. But non-conference, they had a really strong, they were playing really well. Then they started conference playoff in Kansas, struggled a bit at Kansas. I mean, they started they couldn't hit well in clutch situations. Pressure kind of mounted this weekend with that 15-inning shutout. But then they really broke out Sunday. So right now it's a pretty balanced team going forward. It looks like some of their players that were struggling a bit are starting to break out. Davis Duran, second baseman. Ginther had a big home run on Sunday, so moving forward, it looks pretty balanced.
Well, Duran was kind of he's one of the headliners, obviously, coming into the season, and he's only hitting 290 so far. Has there been something that you could put your finger on as far as his, I mean, I wouldn't call it a slump, but, you know, he's not performing probably at the level that he wants to. Can you attribute that to anything?
Well, everybody talks about the bats, the new bats, aluminum. They're not, you know, smaller sweet spot affecting all hitters. But, I mean, it's not, I think that's a little overrated. I mean, Duran might feel the pressure, you know, he turned down going pro and kind of take more of a leadership role this year. Pressure might have got to him a bit, but he's heating up. I mean, 290 is still a pretty good average.
Now, what round did he – you said he turned down going pro. What round did he get drafted in?
I think mid-20s. I can look it up real quick. But, yeah.
So, I mean, at that point, he's turning down, you know, not millions, but hundreds of thousands of dollars to return and and play on.
He went 13th to the Orioles.
Okay. Round. Okay. So, yeah, he's turning down, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars to come back and play on a, what was last year, kind of a mediocre Big 12 team. It's kind of an interesting decision.
It is. He might have seen they have a good influx of junior college transfers coming in this year, and they're supposed to be much stronger.
Yeah. What do you think? Obviously, Oklahoma State's 3-3 now in Big 12 play, kind of again middle of the road, but coming off of a strong series against Texas. What do you see as this team's ceiling? Can they win a regional? Can they get to a super regional? How far can they go?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely a tournament team, Big 12 tournament for sure, and I think NCAA tournament team. Regional, I mean, if they get hot at the right time in baseball, it's all about if your pitching gets hot at the right time. So ceiling-wise, yeah, I mean, I could see them winning some postseason games.
And at this point, kind of about a quarter of the way, I'd say, through the Big 12 schedule, who would you say is – who's their go-to guy? Who do they look to as kind of their leader of the team right now?
Well, hitting-wise, Zach Johnson, their three hitters, really turning it on. Hit a walk-off home run against Washington earlier in the week. Just been really playing well, hitting third. Dane Phillips is also another guy. I think he's leading the nation in triples, or he was coming into the weekend. Just missiles. And then they got some new guys that are really taking leadership roles. Gabe Weidenauer plays center field, really versatile. He can play center. He started at first this year. He can play middle infield, or Anderson said he can play middle infield if needed. And he's pitched 9 innings this year, and he still hasn't given up a run. So.
And pitching, who would you say is their – I mean, obviously we talked about Strong and Prupps kind of being their aces so far, but – which one of those would you call kind of the MVP of their staff?
Props. You can tell he's kind of a leader. He kind of sets an example for the staff. Really their go-to guy. I mean, I would say he's their ace. He's probably their Friday pitcher.
So if they've
most week.
So if they've got one game that they got to win, they're going to Props.
Yeah, I'd say Anderson would feel most comfortable going with Props at this point.
Well, Anthony, you mentioned earlier, talking a little bit about the bat changes this year. Explain to the listeners kind of what those changes were and how they've affected, I guess, college baseball in general.
The bat's more made out of like more aluminum now, and it's just basically to get a smaller sweet spot, because metal bats have been not only dangerous to like maybe line drives off the pitchers in past years, but just really big offensive numbers that they were kind of trying to cut down, speed the game up a little bit. And this year, there's been a big dip in offensive production all across college baseball. And the bats, I mean, they're being blamed. A lot of people are blaming them, but I think it's an overrated problem in my mind, because like this weekend would be a perfect example for somebody saying, you know, it was a 0-0 game going into the 15th, but it was just a matter of really good pitching and like a damp day out there. But if you look Tuesday when they played Arkansas Pine Bluff, OSU puts up 19 runs, hits 3 home runs. I just think it's an overrated problem that people are kind of blaming if you have a bad offensive production.
So do you think the impact has been negative or positive, or do you think it's just been kind of neutral, kind of minimal?
I actually think it's been positive. I mean, I'm enjoying watching baseball games more, because it's more of like a pro style game. It allows pro scouts to, you know, see what players would be more like, you know, using wooden bats, because wood bats are used in the pros, and the game's sped up, and it's just I think it's a more clean game to watch in my mind.
Yeah, it's interesting, because, you know, you talk about scouts getting kind of a better feel for who is able to perform. You know, before it was like, okay, how much of this do I attribute to the fact that this kid's swinging a 32-29 metal, you know, bat, and how much do I attribute to the fact that he's got quick hands and a great swing. But now it's more like, okay, this makes sense. His numbers make sense. We can plug them into our, mm-hmm. you know, our pro formulas and kind of figure out what he's going to be. Who is Davis Drone still the Cowboys' best pro prospect?
I mean, Dane Phillips is really, he's a sophomore and he's been really lighting it up. I mean, I think he's hitting 430, something like that right now. So he may project well. He's a really big catcher DH. So in my mind, he's probably the best prospect. Pitching-wise, I'd go with Andrew Haney, the lefty, sophomore as well from Oklahoma City. And I mean, he's got a big ceiling because he's not really fully developed. And really good pitcher. So.
And do you know if either of those guys were drafted coming out of high school?
I'm not sure. I know Jason Hirsch, the freshman pitcher, might be the best prospect thinking about it now. He was drafted sixth round by the Pirates this past year out of high school. I think he's only started 3 games this year though.
Yeah, he's got a 1.54 ERA in 11 innings pitch. God, a sixth round seems like really high to have turned down to come to Oklahoma. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it does.
That seems like, and obviously I don't know how much money he got offered or what went on there. But yeah, well, do you think, you know, obviously there's a lot of, like we talked about earlier, hype around the OSU football team right now, and the basketball team always gets a lot of attention. The wrestling team was just in the NCAA championships. The golf team hosts the NCAA championships this year. Does the baseball team, you know, you've been around them, covering them a little bit, do they feel maybe slighted at all in the fact that they probably don't get as much media attention as the rest of the groups?
I mean, a little bit. Like, the fans, the crowd hasn't been really up to what they've been playing, the level they've been playing at so far, because, I mean, they're 18-6. I played a very good Texas team this weekend, 1-2 out of 3. So they feel like, yeah, maybe the crowd should be a little more full, but they know that that comes with winning, and it comes with kind of winning consistently in the last 2 years. They've really struggled.
Yeah, and probably the weather, like you said, it was, you know, it was cold and maybe a little rainy in the Texas series, so that probably attributes to it a little bit as well.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. As the weather warms up, I think the fans will come out more. It'll be more of a baseball feel to the environment.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
And they got to keep winning, of course.
Right. Okay. Well, Anthony, I appreciate you coming on. We'll definitely have you on again later in the year to talk some more Cowboy baseball. Listeners, make sure you check out Anthony Slater's stuff at Ocali.com. He's covering baseball right now, and you guys can check out all of his writing there.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Okay, no problem, Anthony. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, see you.
Bye.